The dynamic meditation. You all heard of it before? I call him Brahku. Well, he is a Thai monk. He has the title for the king, Brahku. So, how many of you have heard of Long Po Tien dynamic meditation? Okay, a few. I show you. It teach you how to develop mindfulness in a very dynamic manner. He will ask you to sit, then relax, then maintain sadha, virya, then mindfully is it. Put your hand, both like that. So you sit like that, relax, maintain awareness. Then after that, you say, relax. So after that, he said, both the hand on your kneecap, okay? Then relax, maintain awareness. Then he said, you move. When you move, the awareness follows. Then you change over to this hand. You will not be talking. I have to explain to you as I just speak. Then you change over to this left hand, do the same. You're supposed to continue doing it until your mindfulness develops. You know, when you move, aware, every moment aware, then you will reach a pace, you slow down by itself. Then the rhythm will follow you. Then the first thing is, from here you open up, you develop the awareness until somewhere here at your heart level. Then you move it over. Then you reach your heart level, sometimes above a bit, never mind. Then you move it down. When you reach your heart, you will know. You know, when you do this with mindfulness, there is a ton of energy here. Then when it touches your heart, the heart there, your awareness of the heart, you can know. But actually later on, without this energy also, the awareness itself can know. Then it will move down to the Tan Tien. Then they activate here also. Yeah, they use this awareness-based type of energy to actually help you to be sensitive first. Then you move it up again. Then you come out. Then you go down. Of course, I move very fast now to save time. Otherwise, last time I remember when I do this, one cycle, 2 minutes. Then again this side, 2 minutes. Once I do both sides, I almost 4 or 5 minutes already. But it's very calm, very peaceful, very still. The awareness is there. Then you know what happened? Why I know with sati, continuous, it can actually remove all of your sensation, your feeling, your pain, everything. Because when I was doing that, Yeah, Prakhu, when he came to Prithvi temple, he doesn't know English. His English is very limited. Then he saw me there. I was doing the recording, all those things in the early years. Then I happened to be at Prithvi. Then I used to go to Thailand that time. Then I know a little bit of Thai. So he also get to know me. Then he liked me. Then he called me, he said, Mr. Teo, can you help me? But the English was broken. I said, yeah, Prakhu, anything. He said, I want to teach meditation. Can you help me? I said, can. Then he told me he is a student of Long Po Tien. And you know what he said or not? He is the cousin of Long Po Tien. You know who is Long Po Tien? Very famous monk. Wat Hima Peng, somewhere near this Nong Kai, northeastern Thailand, near the Wat Na Long there. The temple is on the Mekong River next to Laos. There is a friendship bridge. I went there a few times. So when I went to Bangkok, very strange. I supposed to meet a lady, Meiji, a Thai lady who know English quite well. He also came to Malaysia, came to know. He said, Mr. Teo, you're free, you come Bangkok, I take you around. So suddenly we decide to make a trip, then we contacted her, we said we are coming by train. At that time, very interesting. You know the train journey we take from KL, all the way to Padang Besar. Then from there, over to Hat Yai. From Hat Yai, went out to Bangkok. Almost 24 hours, one full day. Then when Bangkok, we reached there, we came out, we met that lady, the Thai Meiji, Vic, I remember her name is Vic. You know, she got very excited and said, Mr. Teo, Prakhu is here, is it? I said, which Prakhu? Oh, he said the one that you will get to know at Prithvi to help him to teach Long Po Tien's teaching on maybe. Oh, he said, that's good, I know him, I said. So I called him. We called him, then I talked to him. You know what happened? Immediately he heard me there and that I want to go around Thailand. He said, I come fetch you, I take you along. He left the temple immediately and came to our group. Then he joined us. That time only I know he really Long Po Tien's nephew. Because Long Po Tien at that time, 90 old years old, quite sick. People cannot meet him already. But that trip, that driver who has been bringing people around to spiritual trails, he want to meet all the famous Thai monk, Thai maiden, cannot meet any. That trip, he meet almost all of them. He also got a shock. Ajahn Mahabua, impossible to meet him, even Thai people cannot meet him. Then he asked me, you got make arrangement or not? You got appointment or not? I said, don't have. Huh? No appointment, no arrangement, you want to see him? Then somehow when we were traveling after Long Po Tien there, Hima Peng there, it's already 4 o'clock p.m. By the time we reached there, almost 7 something, is it? He said, forget about it, I said, never mind, you go. And you know, when we reached the temple, all dark, the gate all closed already. Then the driver said, told you not to come, you want to come. I said, never mind. Then suddenly at the back, there is one flashlight, one four-wheel drive behind us. So I saw behind, then I looked, got monk inside. The monk was from the temple. I was very full of joy, happy. But before I came, I sensed it. I sprayed it, metta. I sent metta and I sent my belly. Then the monk came down. So I talked to the monk. I said, we are from Malaysia. We want to pay respect, make offering to Ajahn Mahabua. He said, you have any appointment? I said, no. Well, like that, very difficult, is it? Someone at night, is it? Then I said, never mind, you do me a favor, you go in and request. He went in and he came out full of joy, you know, he ran to me, you know, he said, you are very lucky, he said, Long Po want to meet you all, he said, can. The driver was also stunned. Then the driver got one friend that followed him, one very cunning fellow. He want to like make extra money from her. They speak in Thai. I know some Thai, he didn't know. So when we were about to go in, inside there got two dogs, T-O-G, dog. All of us go in, no problem. That guy want to go in, he bark at him, no? Chase after him, no? Until he cannot go in. Got such thing. Then after that, they told me, Ajahn Mahabodh, if you don't know him, even you know him or what, nobody can take a photo with him, especially alone. And then we also didn't know. So I went in, we paid our respect. Then very funny, you know, he didn't meet us in the hall, in the shrine. He asked the disciple to bring us up to his kuti, you know, where he sleep and he rested. Then inside there, he full of joy, you know, he keep on talking to us, you know, of God in Thai. Then after that, he took out the tape, two boxes, you know, he passed it to me. You know. Then after that, towards the end, I pay respect, make the offering, we all. Then after that, we requested, you know, I said, Long Po, I said, can we take a photo of you? He said, can. One by one take. And my family also there. Then after that, I came back. When I told Pearlie, the wave one, she don't believe, you know, until I send the photo to her. Yeah. That's like a lot of strange thing. Then Long Po Tian also, not Long Po Tian, Long Po Tian also same. Because it was a nephew, he allowed us in, you know, also into her, his resident, you know. That time he was very old, then he also talked to us, then we pay our respect, then he rejoiced. So all these things, the driver was so surprised, that we met a lot of very famous monks that trip. After the trip, we supposed to pay him $1,005 baht a day, I think. 1,005, and one is 100 plus. So that 9 days, I think, it was about 10 over 1,000 baht. No? Do you know what he said? Towards the end of the journey, I want to go back again. He said, I would like to invite you all to my house. Is it? You stay the night, no need go hotel. Is it? Then all the bus transport, the van transport, he said he don't want to collect. Is it? He said, done. Everybody say, sahadu. Then after that, I said, cannot, you earn a living. He said, never mind. He said, no, we pay you. We accept your offer, we rejoice, then we pay you. You do dana somewhere else. So he take the money and it seems he donate to one of the monk's place. If I'm not wrong, is this the laughing monk, what is it? Ajahn Ganha, Chai Di Chai Sabai. He also know Ajahn Ganha. When we went that trip, I also went to Ajahn Ganha and we met Ajahn Ganha. That's why he was so shocked, you know, all these people can meet. You know. So what I'm trying to tell you is about the meditation. I now go back to Long Po Tian. So when I was helping him doing the thing, my mindfulness was already there. Then when I do this dynamic, it's like so powerful. You know. Like the whole thing, you call it vibrating, you know, it's all with the pure energy inside there. You know. Then I realized this mindfulness developed. Then at one stage, when I stopped, I realize there is an itchiness somewhere on my forehead here. The itchiness start is to let me know. Normal people very itchy, you cannot stand it. You will go and like do something, like scratch or whatever. Very funny that time. Then the itchiness actually build up. So I said, never mind lah. I know how to endure, I just let it be. Then after that, I decide to continue with the dynamic meditation. Then when my mindfulness has become continuous, I realize that there is an energy, pure energy, like shave away the itchiness. The itchiness no more. I cannot feel the itchiness. Then what happened was, I slow down the dynamic meditation so that the mindfulness is not continuous. Immediately I slow down, the itchiness come back. That's why I know mindfulness or awareness can actually overcome that sensation. So when you have the spiritual vocality or sati, all this can happen. That's why you have to find out yourself, investigate. If you depend on teacher, monk to teach you, book to write about it, they also haven't done it, haven't experienced it. How can they teach you and write about it? Do you understand? That's why everything about sati, mindfulness, which is so beneficial and so important, and the Buddha stressed on it left and right, even my Heart Sutta book also, you don't want to develop it, then it's up to you, your life, your choice, your destiny, you decide. So hopefully this can give you understanding and faith. So what Alicia reported give rise to this condition, which is very good. So it's like a three choice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why you must ask questions. Then it brings forth the causes and conditions for me to explain. Okay? So don't worry about phenomena. Whatever phenomena, even if samatha or what, if you can bring forth understanding, then that is useful, wisdom. Like in the early days, I remember the early 80s, when I meditate anapanasati, automatically the nimitta come. My nimitta is violet, like purple color. Then when the nimitta come, I was in pity already. I was very calm. Right? Then this nimitta starts to develop. It like create by itself, move by itself. Then there is a lot of this very bright, like yen hua, like that. You know, you like the yen, not the one shooting up one. The sparkling one, the like incense like that. You like it already, it sparkle. I tell you, the one I saw in my nimitta is 1,000 times faster than that. That one really very fast, like the one I saw inside there is easily 1,000 times faster. So fast, but I was aware. And I can be with you. Then inside there, all of a sudden, because of that, the nature inside there, this is what impermanent is. Anicca. Then being a science student, I realized that all form, material form, that have physical property, based on physics, you know what? What is it?
Atom.
Atom, beyond the atom is what? No.
Proton,
no. The nucleus. Proton inside. Then the electrons circling it. That's why there is a Thai of meditation in Thailand. They look for this one. No? You heard of Pa'a one, isn't it? Burma, sorry. Pa'a. They look for this fast moving kalapas. They call it kalapas. So they want to see this. Well, to them, it's like something very important and all things. Then they go into deep concentration to arise all this. So this is what nimitta is all about. But because of my past, the moment I saw that, I developed the understanding of impermanence, because I knew the seeing of this is like seeing the electron moving inside there very fast. But it's a violet nimitta. Yeah. So these are manifestations of meditation where you are able to sit and develop calmness. Mine was through anapanasati. And I do the anapanasati when I was a student, that time 75 to 79 when I graduated. That's why I am very stable already. So whenever I sleep, immediately I go into this calmness, then this nimitta arrive. Then I was playing with it for a while. Then after that I realized it's just a phenomenon. Then I relax into it, then it's gone. That's why after that I experienced sukha, the bliss and all the thing. Oh, then the calm mind, the absorption, everything. So all this understanding you can develop if you are patient, develop the mindfulness training. Anapanasati is very good. That's why the Buddha actually recommended under the Kayanupassana. He told the monk, there are trees. Sit below the tree, forest everywhere. Because last time they don't have meditation center hall until Ananda Pindika came along, the rich wealthy donor built the Ananda Pindika, they call it monastery, must be a monastery. So all this, you read the sutta, they are all there, okay?